Angela Guerrero Gonzalez was born in Seville, Spain on January the 30th, 1846. She was one of 14 children, of whom only 6 reached adulthood. Now her family was poor, but their faith was strong. Angela was greatly influenced by the teaching and example of her pious parents, and was taught from an early age how to pray the rosary. She could often be found in the parish church praying before the image of Our Lady of Good Health, while her mother prepared a nearby altar in their own home. A simple altar was erected in honor of the Virgin Mary during the month of May, where the family would recite the rosary and give special honor to Our Lady. Both of Angela's parents worked in the priory of the Trinitarian Friars in Seville, her father as a cook and her mother as a laundress and seamstress. Her schooling was limited, as was typical of young girls of that social class at the time. At the age of 12, she went to work in a shoe repair shop to help with the family income and remained there almost continuously until she was 29. Now, Angela's supervisor at the shoe repair shop was Antonia Maldonado, a devout lady who encouraged her employees to pray together, recite the rosary, and read about the lives of saints. Miss Maldonado saw that Angela wanted to live a holy life, so she introduced Angela to Father Jose Torres Padilla, who became Angela's spiritual director and helped her to grow in faith. Angela's desire to enter religious life was growing, and when she was 19, she asked to enter the Carmelites in Santa Cruz, but was refused admission because of her poor health. Instead, following the advice of Father Torres, she began caring for destitute cholera patients because a cholera epidemic was quickly spreading among the poor. 3 years later, in 1868, she applied again to enter consecrated life, this time to the Daughters of Charity in Seville, and although still not well, she was accepted. The sisters attempted to nurse her to full health, sending her to Valencia to recover, but Angela finally had to leave the convent during the novitiate and returned to work in the shoe factory. Father Torres believed that God had a plan for Angela, but this plan was still a mystery. However, in 1873, Angela received a call from God that would mark the beginning of a new mission. During prayer, she saw an empty cross standing directly in front of the one upon which Jesus was hanging. She understood immediately that God was asking her to hang from the empty cross, to be poor with the poor, in order to bring them to Christ. Angela continued to work in the shoe shop, but under obedience to Father Torres, she dedicated her free time to writing a detailed spiritual diary that revealed the style and ideal of life she was being called to live. On the 2nd of August, 1875, 3 other women joined Angela, beginning community life together in a room they rented in Seville. They formed a contemplative religious order called the Sisters of the Company of the Cross. From that day on, they began their visits and gave assistance to the poor day and night. At that time, they began to wear a religious habit, and Angela took the religious name of Mother Angela of the Cross. When the Sisters of the Company of the Cross returned to their home, they would dedicate themselves to prayer and silence, but were always ready when needed to go out and serve the poor and dying. Mother Angela saw the sisters as angels called to help and love the poor and sick in their homes, who otherwise would have been abandoned. While Mother Angela was alive, another 23 convents were established, with the sisters edifying everyone they served by the example of charity, poverty, and humility. In fact, Mother Angela herself was known by all as Mother of the Poor. She died on the 2nd of March, 1932 in Seville, Spain. With the characteristic humility, she once wrote these words: "The nothing keeps silent, the nothing does not want to be. The nothing suffers all, the nothing does not impose itself, the nothing does not command with authority, and finally, the nothing in the creature is practical humility." Blessed Angela, your decision to serve and live with the poor leads me to examine my own attachment to wealth and comfort. Amen. Saint Angela of the Cross, pray for us.